Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. Stone Payton here with you this morning. Today's episode is brought to you in part by ARC, American Reaper Graphics Corporation. If you print with it, print on it, or simply want it printed, head on over to ARCinAtlanta.com. Or better yet, reach out and speak with Mindy Godwin. Tell her Stone sent you. Her direct line, 770-394-2465. First up on Atlanta Business Radio this morning, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce Senior Human Resource Specialist with Inspirity, Miss Cheryl LaPlace. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Well, it is a delight to have you. Could you give us a little bit of a primer and overview, mission and purpose of Inspirity? What are you guys out there trying to do for folks?
Okay. Inspirity is a PEO, professional employer organization, which basically means we are the HR department to small and mid-sized companies. In my role as a senior human resource specialist, I work with clients to deliver services and products, basically business solutions to help them grow and focus on their businesses.
So is this something for really small businesses, mid-market, or the really large businesses, or is there a little something for all three of those tiers in this arena?
We have been expanding. So having been doing this for 33 years, we've been nimble.
You don't look that old, Cheryl.
I can't say I started it with them, but we've been nimble, basically be able to respond to what the market has needed. So we are serving clients with a few employees all the way up to thousands of employees. We serve over 100,000 businesses.
Wow.
With, I believe the last number was about 2 million employees.
Man. All right. So with that, then your landscape is national. You're here in Atlanta. We're here in an Atlanta studio for Business Radio X. But this business is national, or maybe international in some respects?
It's national. We're across the U.S. We have about 78 offices across the U.S.
Wow. So how does the whole sales and marketing thing work for you guys? Are people like you also charged with the responsibility of getting new business, or are there people with that responsibility, and then they bring it to you, and then you actually fulfill?
That's a great question.
I thought it took me a minute to get it out, but I thought it was a fantastic question.
Excellent. Concise and to the point.
Right. Yeah, we have business performance advisors that keep their fingers on the pulse of the community. So they're able to connect, network with small, mid-sized companies, business owners, and to hear their pain points, because that's what we specialize in, helping them to alleviate those pain points. So there are people that can tell you a lot more about how Inspirity can meet those challenges. And then people like me that actually deliver those services.
So, but even from delivering the services, you surely must see a lot of the challenges. You must see a lot of patterns emerge. And you're like, I don't know if you really roll your eyes, but you probably are going like, okay, here we go again. You know, we got challenge 1, 3, and 7 here, like we always do. What are some of the more common pain points or challenges that customers run into that cause them to reach out to you guys?
I'll say the most common ones I've seen is when a business owner basically has to navigate through the complexities of government compliance or the challenges of expanding into other states and being able to keep up with all the laws and changes in that state. Or as you're growing, the number of employees you have impact the types of things that you need to be mindful of as a business owner. So usually when they run up against those complexities, whether it's risk management, being able to compete with larger organizations to attract and retain talent, with a PEO, we're able to leverage those many, many employees that we have to allow small companies to offer big company benefits. So not just medical, but dental and vision, adoption assistance, education assistance, retirement planning, 401ks. So it allows small businesses to be able to compete.
So this whole industry, this arena, this PEO idea hasn't been around forever, but it's now kind of established, right? But you guys were early in this?
We were the originators, actually.
You did it.
Yes, 33 years ago.
Congratulations.
33 years ago. And like I said, we have been doing it for some time, so we're able to remain nimble and responsive to changes. We are what we would call a full service PEO. So there are some other companies that are considered PEO, but they may not offer the full array of products, services, and support that we do.
And are you in most of the 50 states? Are you in a lot of the states?
We are, yes. And we have several offices here in Atlanta.
Right. So, but you guys have to know, because there are some idiosyncrasies from a Georgia to an Alabama to a Michigan or whatever, I suspect. I mean, there's some state stuff that you guys have to know.
We do. Wow. Not only do we have a team that keeps an eye on all the changes coming in Washington, but we have people that specialize in every area you can think of in HR. So behind the scenes for small companies, we have people that may specialize in workers' comp or unemployment, benefits, payroll, so that small business owners don't have to concentrate on those things. They can actually focus on running and growing their businesses.
All right, so you're already scaring me. Troy, Troy's been in business longer than me, and he's done bigger things than me. We're going to visit with him in a little bit. But Troy, I got to tell you, this is scaring the heck out of me, because all these things she's rattling off, I got to be candid with you. We don't have all that buttoned down at Business Radio X. You know, we got a good thing going here. We got some folks that are helping us, you know, capture and share stories. But you rattled off a lot of stuff that we probably need to be providing for our employees and even maybe our independent studio owner operators that I haven't even really.
We'll talk after the show.
And that's a powerful service, because the small business owners especially, they're very passionate about what they're doing, and they don't want to spend a lot of their time in those spaces. So having a business like yourself to take that burden off their shoulders and help them navigate those waters is super powerful.
It is. And we actually like hear a literal sigh of relief when we take those things off their plates, because you don't go into business to deal with HR issues and laws and compliance and reporting.
Oh, yeah.
But that becomes a part of what you have to do as a business owner. And we can help alleviate that by taking it off your plate. People like me who love doing that can take care of that for you.
So not only do I not want to do that, I also don't want that guy with the briefcase walking into my office telling me, you know, they're from the government and they're here to help me get back in compliance with any of these things, right? That's my worst nightmare.
It's a scary world.
Oh, yeah.
Because that could be expensive, right? If you screw that up, even if you're well-intentioned, you're trying to be a good person, you screw that up, that could cost some hard dollars and cents, yeah?
Yes. Most business owners want to do the right thing, but it is difficult to keep up with all the requirements just in compliance alone. But we also help with risk management or provide a robust HR technology platform so that you're able to keep track of all your data, your employees. We help with climate and improving your climate. So we do a lot of things proactively to kind of make your business better, provide business solutions so you can be that preferred employer. But we also do a lot to keep you out of trouble.
All right. So this is probably a little bit into the weeds on this thing, but you are an expert and it is my show. So I might get full value out of this thing. In our situation, we actually have very few employees, but we do have these people in our family, in our circle, right, that are very short tether, who are out there running their own Business Radio X studios. They're part of the family. Is there some way that we could maybe at least provide an easy path for them to get access to some of these things?
Absolutely. Like I said, we can talk after the show.
Okay.
but we do have many types of businesses that we serve. Like even within my client base, I have everything from engineers to manufacturers, retail. So we do serve a wide array of businesses. I'm sure we have a product, a service.
So a variety of industries. I guess what I was poking at, though, is there a way to maybe get something set up or at least make it easy for the independent contractor, the independent entrepreneur that's kind of in your network? Is there some,
you absolutely
think there's some path for
yes,
that?
Yes.
See, she said she wasn't a salesperson earlier in the interview.
Oh, yeah.
But she had some voice, some version of yes on every question, right?
We might need to get you on our platform.
Yeah, no kidding. That's going to be fun to learn about, too, because the reason we do this show is so that I can get some free consulting, Troy. That's the whole MO behind the whole thing. So, Cheryl, your backstory, how did you get into this? What was the path to land where you are now?
This is probably the hardest question because I have such a varied background. I've worked as an entrepreneur. I've worked with small businesses, and I've worked in huge international organizations. So I bring all those experiences with me in my current role to my clients. And I work on a team with other professionals that have just as rich a background. I'll tell you that when I was not working for Insperity, I was looking for Insperity. It was continuously on the best employer to work for list. And I said, I want to work for them. And I made it happen. So currently in my role as an HR specialist, like I said, I work with a team and we are client facing because we, in my current role, my clients have between roughly 30 to 150 employees, but we have teams that serve any number of employees. And I'm client facing. So I go to the places of business. I meet with the principals. I get a feel for their climate, their environment, the type of culture they're trying to create. And I hear what their pain points are. And with my team, we work out some solutions that can help them bridge those gaps and get back to running and growing their business.
Well, I'll tell you what I like about that model, because I have run into companies where the last thing you want to do is keep the smart people, is bring the smart people out and bring them client facing, right? You keep them in the back room, feed them Cheetos and grape knee high, and you don't let them get anywhere near a customer or a potential customer. But obviously in your, the way you've got things set up, you have people who do have the technical skill, know how to get it done, but they're equally effective client facing where they can really lend an ear to that, get the information they need to turn around and provide the best service. I love that.
Absolutely. And like I said, it depends on what the client needs. So some clients don't need as much client-facing. Some don't need as much as we offer. So we're able to provide, you know, meet a client where he or she is. One of the questions that you haven't asked yet, and I wanted to address it, when you talked about having these independent radio stations, one of the fears that we have seen that small employers have is, is someone else going to be making decisions for my business? Are they going to be telling me what to do? And the answer is no. We do not. You still run your business. What we do is take that administrative HR burden off your plate, help you with your employer-related filings, reports, basically take care of all the things that a big company would be handling, whether it's benefits, whether it's payroll, compensation services, retirement, insurance, organizational planning, performance management, human capital management, time and attendance. We have a whole plethora of options available. We just take that off your plate for you and work with you to use those solutions to help you run your business more smoothly.
So, Troy, I'm envisioning this first customer meeting, right, where they're kind of exploring, they're nailing down some details, and they say, in just a moment, we're going to introduce our expert in the field, human resource specialist, and then Cheryl walks into the front of the room and says, hi, I'm Cheryl, I'm a human resource specialist and radio star, and I am here to help you, and it just totally blows their mind, right?
No matter how much flattery you use, you're not getting it for free, Stone.
I'm trying. So, earlier I alluded to one motivator for someone like me would be stay out of trouble and stay in my lane, right? And do what I do, let the experts do what they do. But another motivator, I think, particularly as we continue to grow, and I got to believe that this would be important to other entrepreneurs that are trying to scale, is something you mentioned early in the conversation. It was around attracting and retaining talent. Can you speak to that a little bit in your role in that?
Yes. So some of the services that we offer also include recruiting and employment screening, which in and of itself is a little tricky for some employers because there are some pitfalls to avoid in the questions you ask in that process, how to use the information that you garner in employment screening to make selections, what not to use to rule candidates out. So that has been a sticky area for a lot of employers. But in my particular role, once they've made the selection, I help them with retaining that talent. So we offer tons of learning resources, coaching, counseling. Sometimes people are great at their jobs, so they get punished by being promoted, and now they have direct reports.
That's a good point.
Right? And they've never had direct reports before, and they have no idea how to do a performance review or how to give performance feedback. So we provide resources and tools to help with that. In addition to the benefits, helping them to build the culture that they want so that they can keep their good people, there are things that we do to help with that. So it just depends on what's going on in the company, what they're trying to accomplish. We help to design business solutions for those specific problems. We don't just say, hey, one size fits all.
All right. So let's do talk about that process a little bit before we wrap it. If we could, the early stages of engaging with Insperity, or maybe even exploring engaging with Insperity, is there some sort of initial consultation? What does that look like in some of the early steps?
Our business performance advisors meet with business owners or principals to kind of discuss what type of business they're in, what their pain points are. They gather information so they can provide pricing to them. And they're able to show them how basically lots of companies end up saving money by coming to Insperity because we're able, like I said, to leverage our buying power when it comes to benefits and other services. The company doesn't have to go out and spend money on individual salaries for each of those areas of expertise. So once they explore that, they look at the numbers, they say, yep, this is a great deal. They sign on the dotted line, shake some hands. They're introduced to their core team, depending on which type of services they've selected. And we provide services based on the company's needs. So in my case, if it were my team, they would meet their core team, which would be a HR specialist like myself, a payroll specialist who's going to handle their payroll, is going to get to know their little nuances and little issues that may be specific to that organization, and a client liaison, someone who kind of manages the account, make sure they're getting what they need, kind of get them in contact with any people that are working behind the scenes for them.
This is when Cheryl and team swing in and save the day.
Yes, I like with it. Our capes.
I like that imagery. Absolutely. So what do you find the most rewarding? What do you like the best?
I love watching my clients grow, where they have that sigh of relief that I mentioned before, where we've taken away some of those burdens from them, and they're able to actually focus on the business, growing the business, doing the things that they love doing that caused them to get into business in the first place. So that sigh of relief, but also when they start to grow because they're able to focus on the business. I see them increasing in size, expanding to other states, and we're able to help them navigate through all those changes.
All right. So this topic may or may not have come to mind for me before year end. I'm sure it would have surfaced again. But what should the entrepreneur, the senior level manager, in the company that is growing, what are some things that they should be looking for in their organization, like little signals that, hey, maybe I ought to reach out to talk to Cheryl or somebody out there at Insperity? Are there some sort of little yellow flags that start popping up to look for?
Some of the ones I've seen is turnover. The inability to hold on to really good talent. So sometimes companies will start throwing money. Hey, you're going to leave? Hey, we'll offer you some more money to stay. And people still leave because they're looking for something that may be more important to them or equally important, like benefits. Mm-hmm. And lots of times small companies don't have the resources to offer benefits that can compete with larger companies. So they find it difficult to hold on to really good talent. Sometimes it's the climate. And maybe business owners aren't in tune with the grievances that their employees may have because they may not be as, you know, comfortable sharing with the CEO. What their discontent is. And we're able, because we're seeing kind of like on the outside, to come in and maybe do a climate survey and get some really good data to help employers make some decisions about how they can improve the environment to hold on to that talent.
Fantastic. All right. So if our listeners want to learn more, they'd like to have a conversation with you or with whomever is appropriate over at Insperity, what's the best way for them to reach out? Coordinates, website, email, LinkedIn, whatever's most appropriate.
We have a site, Insperity.com, and we have lots of resources there and links to get you to exactly what you need.
And look for that profile picture of Cheryl and a Business Radio X microphone.
Right? and a cape.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in, for sharing your story, getting us up to speed on the topic. And keep up the good work. Congratulations on the momentum. This is fantastic.
Yeah, thank you company. For having me, Stone.
All right. Hey, stay with us. We're going to visit with one more guest.
I will.
Yay.
All right. Next up on Atlanta Business Radio this morning, we have with us co-founder with Drum, Mr. Troy Deuce. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are delighted to have you, man. Before we dive in to a conversation about you and your work, what do you feel like you learned in that last segment?
Oh, that was amazing. Part of what we're trying to do with Drum is provide them a sales force so that they can spend more time doing what they love. So what I loved about your product was you're giving these small business owners a essential tool that allow them to manage some of the more painful parts of their product. HR is always sometimes a tricky space to be in. So the fact that you have a tool that you can help enable these small businesses is super powerful. I know, we're at that point right now. We have one HR person on staff, and I'm sure like we're navigating those waters to make sure that we can do everything right and cross all the T's and be compliant and everything mm-hmm. else. But it's a lot to manage.
It is. It is. Yeah. And we're here to even hold hands with HR people within your organization.
Oh, yeah. I'll get your card.
All right.
And incidentally, we rent Troy out if you need like a spokesperson. he's very articulate, right? That's a great job. Okay, Troy, you know, let's do your story since this is your interview now.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about Drum, mission, purpose. How are you trying to help folks?
Absolutely. So this was about a year ago. I was at Cabbage, a fintech provider for small businesses.
Cabbage with a K.
Cabbage with a K.
All right.
Yeah, another Atlanta startup that did really well. I think they're closer to put about $3 billion out in loans, so we're very proud of them. And about a year ago, we were thinking about the market opportunity of not just we noticed that finding customers was also a big challenge of small businesses, but not just small businesses, but businesses in general. So we realized that businesses are spending a lot of money on advertising, and a lot of that advertising is kind of a pay and pray approach.
Mm.
And you're hoping that it turns into customers. On the other side of it, you have these businesses who spend they get a in-house sales staff. And those are super effective. However, they're limited by the geographic location that they're in and the headcount. So one of the things that we thought about was, what if we could turn anybody into a salesperson? What would happen if we allowed everybody in the community to be a salesperson for the businesses that they believe in? So I think of Insperity.
Mm-hmm.
And you have customers who use your product, then they're advocates and they love your product. So they're already halfway there to selling your product. They know the product and services. They've used it and they believe in it. So now you could have a platform where you can enable others to go out there and sell on your behalf. So what we want to do is we create this three-sided marketplace that connects businesses with customers through this on-demand sales force. So imagine if you're a personal trainer and you've never had access to a sales force before. Now you can put up an offer and you can describe your product or service. You don't have to provide a discount, but you can if you'd like to attract customers. And then you assign a commission to it. And that commission is 100% up to the business. And then they put it out there. And then the community can go out there and say, oh, I know that personal trainer. He's amazing. I've used him. I'm going to go tell people about them and essentially be a salesperson for that personal trainer. But on the other side of the coin, you've got Fortune 500 companies, large organizations out there that might have a sales force in, say, one part of the country that wants to stand up a sales force elsewhere, but they don't have feet on the ground in, say, Wichita. So they could actually say, all right, here's an offer in Wichita and we're trying to stand up sales here. Or we have an existing sales team that we want to drive really qualified leads to that business. So now we can enable the community and potentially their existing customers as well to go out there and be salesperson people on their behalf. So one of the things that we really want to do is put the advertising and sales dollars back into the community and into the people who are the best sales folks. We found that face to face and personal relationships are the best way to drive mm-hmm. customers. So we want to tap into that and enable people to do that.
I love that model.
All right. So you guys might have thought I was kidding about why we do this show and that I get all the free consulting, but I want to walk through a couple of use cases.
Oh,
okay?
Absolutely.
So one use case for us is we've got a pretty cool prospecting tool because we have our own studio. If you have your own radio show, but certainly if you have your own studio, within reason, you can build a relationship and meet pretty much who you want in your local market. It's part of what we do. It's how we make money. We help people do that. That we've got pretty well put together, although I do have a use case and a question about that. We're building the network out, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like every other poor slob when I'm trying to build relationships with somebody in Pittsburgh, right? I can't invite them to my Pittsburgh studio to do something cool like this and build a relationship with them right there. So walk this through with me. If I wanted to somehow maybe drum up some interest or get something, a little conversation at least going in Pittsburgh.
I just play on words.
That was totally unintentional. So, is this possible? Could we maybe use what you're talking about to get a little something cooked up in Pittsburgh or Wichita or whatever?
Oh, absolutely. So What you could do is it's a super simple platform. So either a drummer, who are the salespeople.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, right? So the drummers are the salespeople on the platform. They're the backbone of this whole concept. They're out able to promote these businesses. They're able to sign businesses and earn income that way, as well as sign other drummers. So we give them a lot of opportunities to earn a living and be their own boss on this platform. But the way it works is your business would go on the platform, create your profile, and publish what we call an offer. An offer could just be a description of your services. It could have a savings assigned to it. It could just be a referral option. So then you put in the description, but then you also put in drummer notes. And the drummer notes are essentially for the drummer's eyes only, which explains, hey, this is how you sell my product or service. This is the type of customers that we're looking for. If you can make connections in X, Y, and Z business. Here's any disclaimers that we might have. So they'll see that. And you can also attach training videos, training materials, so they become even more educated on how to sell your product or service. Once it's out there, you can set up a specific geographic location that you want this to go out in. So then say you wanted to set up something in Wichita or somewhere else, you could define that specific zip code and arrange around it and then say, hey, this is what we're looking for. Drummers would then see it and be able to drive business to you, either to your website or to a physical location.
This appears to be so wholly consistent with our value system of getting people together, face-to-face relationships.
Absolutely.
Truly building some depth of relationship instead of like your typical sort of sales funnel or pipeline. I'm really intrigued with this idea. So, and then could we also, if we wanted to, like we've got the drummer notes, but we could make ourselves available to a drummer to talk if he or she wanted to talk more, probably as well. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We're working into the product as well, where businesses can actually chat on the app itself drummers and be able to coach them on, hey, this is how you sell this product or services, or this is how you explain this. So yeah, what we're really banking on is this whole personal relationships and the value of those relationships and the human connections. So we don't want this to be kind of a just a batch kind of blast out thing. This is all about forming these relationships and actually giving really trusted referrals for these businesses and help enable the businesses, but also help the consumer get to the right business and also make it so that these drummers can earn income.
I love it. I love the idea for us. Again, let's talk about me a minute, because it is my show. So for us, like, we want that social mayor in Wichita, right? That lady who is so well connected and knows everybody, and we want to make it very attractive for her to now leverage her relationship with Business Radio X to serve her ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody would win. That's fantastic. So this may not be too much of a stretch, but I just want to play it out further. Okay, so that's how we maybe get at least some conversations going with some people in some other markets. Let's say, okay, we are getting something going in Dallas. Mm-hmm. However we got it going, maybe we did it that way, maybe we did it, our old slow way. But now it's kind of get that jump started, kick started. That's a use case as well, right? Because now, even though I've got my studio partner in Dallas, maybe, now I can get one or more drummers working on helping that studio partner get a handful of underwriters for whom she's reverse engineering shows and doing the thing that we do, yeah?
Absolutely. So what we're finding is a lot of businesses might look at this as, all right, well, I want to drive leads to my business from this new geographic location. Or I want to test some new product or service in a location. So I'm just going to stand up some drummers in that area to start the conversation, start people out in the community talking about it and driving people to our business. So you could do it as a test where you're driving folks that way, or you could do it as a kind of start the flywheel for your own business. Or what we found a lot of people doing is they already have their marketing budget for traditional advertising, and they might also have a sales team. This is complementary to those other advertising and sales channels. So it's not necessarily meant to replace those, but complement them in many cases.
So you mentioned earlier, you shared the term three-sided marketplace.
Right.
So speak to that a little bit more. What do you mean by that?
Sure. So in our scenario, we have businesses and customers and the salespeople, the drummers. So our goal is to connect those three parties. So we connect the businesses with the customer via that sales network of drummers, which is kind of the gig economy of salespeople.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're tapping into the community of people who they're already promoting businesses that they believe in. Now we're giving them a tool so they can promote more actively those businesses, be more educated on the products and services those businesses have, as well as give businesses the opportunity to track who's promoting them. Who are the people driving them business? You know, right now, word of mouth is not trackable, but this is a tool where they can see who are the biggest advocates, who's promoting them, and then you can reward those people.
So what was the impetus for this? Was this you went on vacation and it just came to you at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, as a blinding flash of insight?
No. So, yeah, this was about a year ago. And I, you know, Rob, Catherine and I were, you know, kicking around the idea, and Rob's a fantastic idea guy. And he just sort of had this, I guess, epiphany question of, all right, we see these challenges of finding customers. What if we were to allow anybody to be a salesperson? We have a, you know, we have a sales team, but it feels limiting. What if we allow anybody to be a salesperson? And that was just kind of the, all right, let's run with this. Let's play around with this concept. So we put together prototypes and explored this in further detail. We thought, wow, there's really something here. And then we talked to businesses and drummers and a variety of different folks along the way, and got really good feedback and honed the concept. And we launched a product a few months ago, and we're, you know, just getting track, or we're getting traction. It's pretty amazing.
So my business partner and the guy that founded the Business Radio X Network, he really built this thing. I just sort of jumped on his coattails, and I'm not going to let go anytime soon. I think he's going to have a similar reaction. It's going to be a little bit like what you described, but I think he's going to say, Stone, if you can sell it, anybody can.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get on this thing. So, all right. So let's talk about introducing. Maybe you've got a fairly well-established market for product A and B, but now you've developed product C. Mm-hmm. It sounds like maybe there's some application for that, like a new product launch or a new direction or a new revenue stream.
Yeah, so that's one thing. We can allow those businesses to provide training materials to those drummers. So if it is a new product or service and they want to test it in a new market to see, all right, how is this going to perform? Can we start to get people using it? Can we get that valuable feedback? Business can go on and create their profile and their offer. It takes about 5 minutes. It's as fast or faster to stand this up than, say, a Google ad campaign. And once you have that offer out the door, then those drummers can then start promoting it. So you just provide the training material, and they can go run with it.
So are you guys eating your own cooking? Are you guys using Drum for the Cabbage, or are they? I guess it's a different entity than you now, right?
Yeah, so this is independent of Cabbage.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're eating our own dog food. We're out there, you know, we're promoting our, we have a drum offer up there for you know, people to sign up businesses and sign up other drummers. So we're trying to build the network, and we've gotten some fantastic feedback from businesses who are, once you start to talk about the use cases like we just did, people start to see the power of it.
Yeah.
And go, oh, I would do this. And then the businesses go, wait, so this is free? Yeah, it's free. You create your profile, you put it up there, and you assign the commission. It's 100% up to you. You only pay for a customer when they come in the door and you record that redemption.
Wow.
So it's risk-free, and it only takes 5 minutes to set up. It becomes a no-brainer for businesses to stand up their community and enable them to promote their business.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is this particularly well-suited for some types of industries over others? I'll make it a two-part question. Or are you targeting very specifically some verticals more than others?
It's interesting. We've done a lot of research on this, and we originally, I think, we were thinking, do we focus on one vertical or another?
Mm-hmm.
But we're finding that across sole proprietors all the way up to these large organizations, they all have a need for this. They're all struggling with challenges to connect with customers. So we're actually going the opposite direction. We're trying not to limit this. We've gotten a very flexible platform, and we're seeing how people use it. And we're going to adjust our roadmap based on feedback from businesses and drummers. But right now, it's being tapped in by pretty much every vertical.
There's a little pro tip for your audience. So let the market tell you where to put your energy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So if our listeners want to learn more, and I'm sure that they do, how do they reach out and talk with you or someone on your team? Or do they just go maybe to this app and start poking around?
Yeah, they can visit us at drum.io, at drum.io. I almost added the .com. No, it's just drum.io. And we talk about what the advantages for the businesses, the drummers, as well as the buyers. So you can go on there and learn more about the experience and download the drummer or buyer app, or you can create your free business account.
What an exciting time for you guys. Congratulations, man. This is marvelous.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with it. We believe it has a tremendous amount of potential across the U.S. and eventually around the world.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, both of you. Thanks for coming in today and sharing your stories. This is, man, this beats the heck out of working, doesn't it?
It sure does. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Tom.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.